Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Don't wait, it only gets worse. Don't wait, it only gets worse. One of our members did what we've all done. I know I've done it. You guys have probably done it. It's got a tenant. It's a pretty good tenant. Pays pretty well. Occasionally late, you know, a day or two, but comes up with it. Now they're late. They can't pay. They have an excuse. They listen. Our member listens to the excuse. 1 month goes by. No notice given. No 14-day notice given. Good excuses. Good reasons. Pretty good tenant. Another month goes by. The wife of the tenant disappears. Our member goes there, and now it looks like it's a motorcycle gang who's inhabited the place. There's other tenants telling them about strange-looking guys coming over. One guy's got a gun sticking out of his pocket. And in the end, our member finally goes there, and the place appears to be abandoned in the sense that there's no one there for a while. It's still half furnished. So our member can't tell whether it's been abandoned. The other tenants are all scared. Our member doesn't know what to do because when a place has been abandoned, but not really, I mean, do you go off to court and get an order for possession? Or do you just take and move everything out and hope the guy never comes back? Now they're worried about drug dealers and maybe, you know, I should just go see Barry and spend a whole bunch of legal fees getting this guy out because I'm scared to go back there. Anyway, when the member talked to me, he said, don't wait, it always gets worse. So when a tenant is offside your own guidelines, everybody has their own way of how you deal with tenants. When a tenant's offside your guidelines, and if X happens, your guidelines say, now Y should happen, like I deliver the 14-day notice and I follow up, then do it. You can always cancel notices. Don't wait. It always gets worse. The next one's called Discharge That Caveat. Discharge That Caveat. A caveat, as you all know, is the device by way the Land Titles Office registers certain documents. A mortgage gets registered on its own as a mortgage, but an assignment of rents or an option or a right of first refusal or any other interest in property, purchaser's interest, gets registered by way of a caveat against the title. One of our members sold the property by way of agreement for sale. That means title stays in the name of the person selling. The buyer is buying by way of agreement for sale, and the buyer registers a caveat against the title, and the caveat says, hi, I'm buying this place by way of agreement for sale, and I have a buyer's interest in the property. That's what protects the buyer from the seller selling it out from under them. So our member had a buyer. In the end, the buyer couldn't close, didn't buy the property, and walked away from their deposit. So our member took back the property and leased it out to somebody else and is now looking to sell it again. When we searched the title, guess what's still there? The caveat by the first buyer who has disappeared. So no new buyer will buy that property until the caveat disappears. So if you're ever selling by way of an agreement for sale and your buyer files a caveat, you have to understand that's what buyers do. And if your buyer says to you, gee, this isn't working out for me, I'm moving to Australia, so I need out of the deal, you can say, great, no problem, we're letting you out of the deal. But by the way, we need to get you to sign a discharge of this caveat. Or if they come to the end of the agreement for sale and they decide not to buy, you need to understand that they probably have a caveat on there and you have to get your discharge of caveat, get it registered, clean up your title, and then you're ready to sell it to somebody else. So watch out for that whenever there's a caveat against your title.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.